This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
On Tuesday, voters will decide Wisconsin's next Supreme Court justice. Appeals Court judges Brian Hagedorn and Lisa Neubauer are both running to replace retiring Justice Shirley Abrahamson. In our second of two stories on the candidates, Sean Johnson has this profile of Neubauer, who has downplayed her ties to the Democratic Party and emphasized her time on the bench.
Almost every candidate tries to stay on message when they run for statewide office. Appeals Court Judge Lisa Neubauer is no exception. At a recent debate with Appeals Court Judge Brian Hagedorn at the Wisconsin State Bar Center in Madison, it wasn't hard to guess which points Neubauer wanted people to remember.
My record shows that I am tough but fair. My record shows that I am fair, impartial, and independent. Justice, be fair, impartial, independent. That I will be fair, impartial, and independent.
And that was just during her opening statement. Neubauer repeated some variation of tough, independent, and fair at least a dozen times during that debate, and she drove home other points, too. For more than a decade, she said, she's been a judge, and she has endorsements from the vast majority of judges throughout Wisconsin.
Over 98% of the judges endorsing this race are supporting me, and they are willing to support me publicly. I have put them on my website.
In this officially nonpartisan election, Neubauer's ties to the Democratic Party run deep. Her daughter, Greta Neubauer, is a Democratic state representative. Her husband, Jeff Neubauer, is a former lawmaker who once ran the state Democratic Party. But compared to recent Supreme Court campaigns, what Neubauer is saying is less partisan. She steers clear of many of the buzzwords candidates often use to hint at their political leanings. She won't even say who she considers her most influential Supreme Court justices.
To the extent people want to understand sort of where I come from, what my philosophy is, I ask that they judge me based on my record.
Neubauer is taking this approach while others are firing up the Democratic base for her. Among those campaigning here is a group led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder called the National Democratic Redistricting Committee.
Bound and determined, I'm back in Wisconsin, you know.
Thank you.
How are
you
all doing? All right.
During a recent visit to Madison, Holder said he did not worry that his support for Neubauer would undercut her nonpartisan message.
You know, it's not as if Republicans aren't doing the same thing, you know? It's not as if, you know, business groups aren't pouring tons of money into these races, you know? And I'm just dealing with the reality of the situation. And so I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud to support, you know, Lisa.
Neubauer says she'll recuse herself from any cases involving Holder. But her opponent, Judge Brian Hagedorn, says there's a reason groups like Holder's are supporting Neubauer.
They want to take over the Supreme Court because they want to politicize it. They want the court to be a part of their political agenda. And they think Judge Neubauer is exactly the person for the job.
Neubauer's backers argue it's not Holder's support that's key in this race. Appeals Court Judge Lisa Stark, who has endorsed Neubauer, says it's more telling that 345 judges have supported Neubauer over Hagedorn, even though they both serve on the same Court of Appeals.
That says a lot. These are the people who either their decisions are reviewed by her on a regular basis or they work with her directly. And they also work with Judge Hagedorn. And they know the two of them. And they have supported Judge Neubauer. So I think that speaks volumes.
Conservatives currently hold a 4-3 majority on the Supreme Court. A Hagedorn victory would expand that margin. A Neubauer win would preserve it and set the stage for a 2020 campaign that could flip the court's ideological balance. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.